This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I would think every play caller is going to have a different feel, a different spin on things. They're going to have things that they value, things that they want to get to. Kevin and I are not the same person, although, to your point, we have enough in our offense to make it look different in spots. We have enough depth in what we're asking those guys to do to make it look different. But I think some of the core principles continue on. We just have to do them at a higher level. I'm not going to put any labels on it. We want to go out there and play sound football, put our players in the right spots, and have success. Like, look, we got to score points. We got to stay on the offense. To sit here and say a bunch of stuff that it's going to look like, you know, we want to maximize the guys we have. And that's looked different. First year I called plays at Notre Dame looks different than when I was at Alabama. It's just you're trying to maximize the guys you have on the roster.
That is the Browns' new play caller, Tommy Rees, who earlier today met with the media, as the coordinators tend to do on Thursday there. Not in that clip, but I've made this point. There's no disrespect to Kevin Stefanski. When I hear Tommy Rees talk, I do hear a future head coach, whether it's in college or the pros. I think if you listen to the full press conference today, you kind of hear that in Tommy Rees. Like, there's actually, it's equal parts. I'm not going to give you what you want, but I will say something.
Yeah, you can tell that he's been prepping himself, as he should. I mean, he's a hot name coordinator right now, and if things go well over the next few weeks, who knows what happens for Tommy.
So I think it's interesting to have the conversation about how different the offense is going to look on Sunday. And I said yesterday, like, the premise on changing play callers is the same thing as when you say we're going to change quarterbacks because we need a spark. Well, then you need to see the spark light a flame, right? Like, we saw a spark when Dylan Gabriel came in. The offense looked a little bit better, but you didn't win the game, and then the rest of the game, the rest of the games have kind of followed suit. This is another instance where, okay, you change to play callers. If there isn't an uptick in performance, yeah, maybe that makes Kevin Stefanski look good, but in the end, it's like, okay, the point was to get a different perspective on this, and nothing has changed.
Well, and so that kind of goes into what Wyatt was talking about last night that we'll play here. The idea, though, that if nothing is actually changing from the plays that they're calling or how they're going about doing it, the only thing changing is just Tommy Rees is now the one making the decision on which one to call. It doesn't seem like they've done enough to really change this.
So with that, here is Wyatt Teller from the Browns preview show last night talking about the change that he'd like to see on offense, and probably not just because of the whole play calling thing.
I don't want, you know, people to think that, oh, if we have success or anything like that, it's not the same place. They're the same place. Mm-hmm. And they're probably going to be called the same way. It's just we have to execute. We have to do things the right way. And I feel that, you know, we've been right on the edge of doing that. You know, we've had a couple good runs. You know, teams that are really good against the run, we've been running the ball well. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, be multiple and versatile and attack a defense instead of a defense attacking us.
All right. So there's a lot there, despite being like a 20-second clip. I do think this is Wyatt maybe sticking up for Kevin Stefanski. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, hey, the reason why this hasn't worked out is it's because of us. It's not because of Coach Kevin. The problem is, by changing to Tommy Rees, Kevin himself is admitting in one way or another that he thinks it might be him.
Well, I mean, that's
playing, if he made the decision.
That's the assumption that I didn't want to play with there. Like, I have a hard time thinking that it was actually his call to do this. And then that goes into part of what we've talked about I think he thinks he's really good at this. But like, yeah, if you're going with the same set of plays and you're going with the same set of everything and then you're expecting something different, wouldn't that be foolish as well? Because Wyatt's basically telling you it's set up exactly the same. It's just on the players to execute. Well, spoiler alert, the players haven't executed once this season.
Yeah, I think Wyatt's trying to do the classy thing here. And again, I think he's trying to protect his head coach. I do think there can be a big difference between play callers. It's why when the Buffalo Bills fired Ken Dorsey halfway through the season and turned it over to Joe Brady, why you saw the Bills' offense get better. Like, in all due respect to Wyatt, who I'd like to finish his career here, we'd like Wyatt a lot on this show. We're very pro-Wyatt. These kind of changes happen all the time in the NFL, and they absolutely do work.
Well,
it's damn near impossible to change your entire scheme in the middle of the season.
Well, so the other part of this, though, is how much of an imprint will Stefanski even have on this? I know yesterday he'd spoke about the idea he's still going to make some of the executive decisions. He's going to make some of the fourth down calls. He's going to make some of the, like, the really do we go for it, do we not go for it type situational things, which he should. That's fine. But is it going to be more of a Tommy Reese, you go call your game, or is it going to be what Philadelphia does with Nick Sirianni? Now, Nick Sirianni, in the very first bit of it, was doing all the play calling, and then he gave that up because he realized it was a little overwhelming for him. And then, as this thing has evolved in Philadelphia, and they've gone through a couple different coordinators, it's gotten to a spot where Nick Sirianni has said he goes and he basically, he'll call every other play. Some games he'll call 70% of the game, some games he'll call 30% of the game, but it varies based off of what he feels, what he wants, and it's always a moving target. Is it going to be like that? Where in reality, Tommy Reese is the play caller, but Stefanski's actually going to be calling in certain games 30% of the plays, in certain games 50% of the plays?
Maybe. The funny thing is, I think just saying you've changed the play callers, like, you're pointing at something I think is totally fair, which is how much is this really going to change? I'll also say, though, like, different play callers do have different personalities,
mm-hmm,
right?
For sure.
And I think that's something you can tell. Like, there have been points where Kevin's...
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Been more on the aggressive side than the conservative
and
side.
He still is, by the way, when it comes to like fourth downs.
But like when it comes to, here's what I want to see change. I want to see some sort of a early downs kind of situations. I want to see them lean into their identity. So like when Wyatt Teller says, we want to attack defenses, not be attacked. To me, that's a mentality thing. And I do think your play caller sets the mentality, just like the guy who does the game planning, so the other side of offensive coordinating. I do think those two things can form something. And listen, I know it's the most overstated thing in football. We need an identity. I know it's the most overstated thing in Cleveland that the identity we want is to run the ball down your throat. In this case, it's the only identity you can choose that actually might work. You can't go into a, we're going to throw the ball all around the yard with Dylan Gabriel. You can't. You will lose more games than you should in that kind of an environment. So, like, my thing with Tommy Reese is, okay, maybe there's not a holistic change here. But if Tommy Reese just remembers, We do one thing well, and that is run the ball, and I'm going to commit to that more. That will be a ginormous change for this team.
Okay, but I want to see off that, though. Is he going to do it the way that Stefanski's always done it? And Stefanski became very predictable with the amount of carries he would give Nick Chubb. The limit was 20. And then with Quinshon, it's 25. But you could see as the games go on, he knows that number, and he never gets over that number. He knows that number, so he allocates it out as if it's like funds you have in a bank account to be able to spend on something. Mm-hmm. Like, I can only spend this amount, so I'm going to do it here, here, and here. He doesn't pick the spots relative to when it would work. He picks the spots towards, I can only use it so many times. I wonder if Tommy will change that up, if he'll have a different outlook on that.
Yeah, I mean, the tough thing here is I think you need to get Rocket Sanders up, who's more of a physical back. And if you're going to do that, it doesn't mean good things for Jerome Ford or Dylan Sampson. I would have just found any offer for Jerome Ford.
We got a disgruntled Jerome Ford, by the way. Did you see that last night?
I saw him liking tweets. Was that TikTok posts?
TikToks.
Yeah, TikTok posts about...
About hating your employment?
Yeah. Well, but like, okay, bye. Like, again, I'd like the compensatory pick for the fourth or fifth round pick that you spent on Jerome. But like, okay, if you're only going to give Quinshon 25 carries in a game, that's fine. Find another 10 for Rocket Sanders. Again, I'm saying that because they're both physical backs. The Browns need to reroute themselves, reestablish themselves in physicality. That's what I do think Tommy Rees can bring. And honestly, I think it's what Wyatt is calling for. We want reroot yourself mm-hmm. in what we do. And the thing, listen, the pass pro from week to week, it is dependent on health, and it is dependent on how good that the pass rush you're facing is. You can't control that. You can control your attitude and leaning into the thing that this offensive line does at its best, which is move people around and knock the living hell out of them.
Well, and so maybe it'll be better if Tommy Rees doesn't have the same investment in Dylan Gabriel as Kevin Stefanski does. Whereas Stefanski, I think, was looking at these previous four games of let's get Dylan as good as we possibly can. Let's make sure that Dylan... You dropped back 58 times in a game. I have no other evidence but to suggest that you were solely focused as if the whole game revolved around Dylan, and maybe Tommy will just have a different approach to it.
Wyatt Teller wants to attack defenses. You heard the sound we played of Wyatt Teller. You heard him say, you know, hey, if we look good on Sunday, it's not just because we changed play callers. What do you take away from what Wyatt had to say? Mine is, I think he wants to hit people in the mouth, and it'd be nice if the Cleveland Browns committed to that. When we come back, a quarterback says the thing that I don't think helped him in the end, and it's the NFL. You kind of embarrassed yourself. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.